exploring. I wanted to explore the inside of an ice-cold watermelon and stay there until the first snow of the season. Other than that, no thanks. He pushed out his lower lip at me.
Come on, Hanky. You're no fun.
Right. Sometimes that bothered me and sometimes it didn't. Right now, I just didn't give a rip. He made an ugly face at me and started down to the house.
You're just a lazy bum.
Exactly, and proud of it, too. Okay, I wasn't proud of it. Being a lazy bum was nothing to be proud of, but I couldn't help myself, not in this heat. Ho-hum. Time crawled by. Half an hour later, we heard sounds of life down at the house. A door slammed. Someone had come outside. With great effort, I swung my head around and saw Sally Mae standing in the yard, spraying her flowers and shrubberies with the water hose. Drover, Sally Mae has come out of the house. One of us needs to go down to the yard gate and give her a greeting.
How come?
Because that's what we do. It's part of our job. When our people come outside, we're supposed to greet them. Dogs have been doing that for thousands of years.
No wonder I'm so tired.
What?
I said, I'll be darned. Which one of us will do it this time?
I pondered that for a moment. Actually, I was wondering if you might take it, Drover. It wouldn't have to be anything fancy or special.
What would I have to do?
Not much, just our basic howdy routine. Chug down to the gate, give her some wags and a smile, tell her that you care deeply about her life, and come right back. It would be an easy way for you to build up some points.
I guess I could use the points.
Exactly. It never hurts to build up a few extra points with Sally Mae.
Yeah, but I have a problem.
I rolled my eyes. All right, Drover. Tell me about the problem.
Well, I hate to admit it. You'd probably think I'm a louse if you knew the truth.
That's a risk we'll have to take, I suppose. What's the truth, and hurry up?
Well,
he glanced over both shoulders and whispered,
I really don't care deeply about her life.
I stared at the runt. What? You really don't? Drover, what kind of dog are you? I'm shocked and astonished that you'd even say such a thing.
See, I knew it. I never should have told you the truth, but it's true. I just don't care deeply about her life, not today.
I took a deep breath of air and tried to absorb this astounding revelation. Revolution. I was shocked. When did this start? When did you first notice it?
Well, about 30 minutes ago. I think it has something to do with the heat. I just don't give a rip about anything, and I don't think I can care deeply about her life right now.
What about last evening when it was cooler?
Oh, yeah, I cared back then, but now I just don't think I could pull it off. It'd be a big fat lie.
This is serious, Drover. It cuts to the very heart of what we are as dogs. I mean, if a dog doesn't have deep feelings about his own people, what's left?
I don't know. Four legs and a stub tail, I guess.
That's not much. I jacked myself up off the ground. All right, son, I'll take this one, but I'm warning you. If we don't see some improvement in your attitude, we'll have to take some drastic measures. He gave me a sad look.
Thanks, Hank. I'll do better when the weather cools down, I promise.